Hello and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is Anne. Your host tonight is, of course, Ron Ametron, who's going to do some wonderful healings and has wonderful information for us. It is Monday, April 15th. Welcome, everyone. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. So let's do some clearings here, everybody.
Yes.
And maybe for the weekend, maybe your weekend wasn't the greatest or something, or maybe it was really good. So if it was, I think I'll do a hope clearing. Everybody likes to have hope. And so here we go. Let's do hope. And you don't have to think of any kind of issue. We'll just bring the energy in there up to you for hope. So one, two, and what the takeaway was not hopeful. So let's take away that energy first. So getting rid of this energy. Could be anything attached to the opposite of hope. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and that will bring in hope energy, which will be hope, but it'll be really peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then going along with that, some people could have had some anxieties, so we'll take away anxiety. So this you need to think of, some kind of anxiety that you might be dealing with here. And I'm going to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a fear clearing for those of you who may have some fear lingering around. So here's fear. 1, releasing that, your own fear that you may be dealing with. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what else comes up. So I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll see what's going on the question site there.
Right. Well, I am currently on CLS questions@yahoo.com. So if anyone has any questions or requests for certain healings this evening, please send an email and I'll be keeping that open. I wanted to just mention that yesterday we had a fabulous 8-hour healing call on the Creation Lightship, and I just can't even imagine anything that could be better for you than doing those clearings. And there are two more this month, next two consecutive Sundays. So if you haven't been on them before, or, you know, even if you have and weren't on yesterday, I recommend very strongly that you get on those as soon as you can. Thank you for doing those clearings, Ron. I know that sometimes we get caught up in things outside of us, even though we shouldn't. And I did have a request for perhaps we could do a timeline crash on the sinking of the Titanic, because it's the anniversary of that event today.
Okay, so interesting. Let's do that one.
That could be affecting us, right?
Yeah, that could definitely be. Energy's out there. So let's release that energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if any of you are having troubles maybe breathing now, it's possibly maybe you picked up an entity. Or maybe you had some connection through soul family members, and you're taking on that energy, too. So it can work many ways. So if you're having a hard time breathing or you feel like you're drowning, something like that, maybe your nose is running now, well, that's a clue to you that something that you know nothing about is affecting you. And that's kind of the way life is here on planet Earth. So if you do have that situation, here we go. We're going to help you release this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, everybody, just see how that's doing. And back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. On January 2nd on BBS, and actually I'm not sure what day of the week that was anymore, but in the archives there is a big explanation and discussion of the media clearing that you can access on Ron's website. So if you find yourself inadvertently caught up in or somehow have a news event brought to your attention that upsets you, you might want to listen to that show and also go on creationlightship.com and do the media clearing for yourself. And do you want to say anything more about that, Ron, or you know how those things can get stuck in your mind? And
yeah, basically, if you don't have any external communications or information being told to you about something, then you're probably going to be very peaceful because you're not activating the DNA in you to have you jump around and get upset. So if you do have a situation that you see on TV and all of a sudden the energy jumps into your body, then that activates your DNA, and now you're on this a situation of maybe crisis or fear or anger or whatever it's going to be, whatever the media triggered in you, then that clearing is good to help you out to get rid of that stuff. Remember, once it gets activated in you, then you don't know how deep that goes and how many lifetimes you had with that similar issue. So that's kind of the way you need to look at it. So get that stuff cleared out of you because then it just resurfaced, which could have been dormant through lifetimes. And now all of a sudden somebody eat it into you, and now you're living that life with all those past events and wondering why you're not responding to other people the way you're supposed to be. It's because you have blockages there. And those blockages come up from being inputted some way with a situation. So that's why it's good not to really typically read everything or understand what's going on. I find about things, myself when I check out, emails, and that stuff, that's kind of by accident. Otherwise, I don't read the paper at all or listen to the news whatsoever and, watch TV. I do watch Netflix, and a great one to listen to if you're interested, Makita with an N, like the drills and stuff, Makita, but this is Makita, so it starts with an N, and N-I-K-I-T-A, very good series. So if you're interested in having some time, idle time, doing nothing, it's kind of neat. So back to you, Ann.
Does it have something to do with Russians, Ron?
Yeah, Russians are in there, that is correct, yes.
Because that name sounds Russian. I haven't heard of that, so I'll have to check that out. The January 2nd was Wednesday, that archive show, because Carrie's been going through with Ron all the protocols of the different healings that Ron, that are available on the website, and we encourage you to avail yourself of that. I was wondering, Ron, if you could talk a little bit about, even though we do this, it's so important, about timeline crashes, and perhaps we could do some timeline crashes around that Titanic event for people in case it's affecting them.
Sure. Okay. So here we go. A timeline crash for that time. And we'll do three timeline crashes. This will be interesting. So the first one will be as if you're on the boat and all of a sudden, you feel something's happening strange, and then maybe you get the bad news that, maybe the ship is sinking or something. So let's do a timeline crash for that one particular situation. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. So now we'll do another timeline crash for when, you know, maybe you're on the deck there, and the boat, you know, is going down, and you're about ready to jump off. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and these could be tangent timelines. But the original one would be the whole storyline of the boat, you know, going through what it's going through, then eventually sinking. These could actually be ones where the aliens take you on a tangent timeline and pull you off as you're suffering or looking at what's going to be happening when you jump into the water or something. So here we go. I'll do this again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the timeline of if you're there or have been affected by it, of probably somebody drowning in the water, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if you have positive reactions to that. And if you do, that means that you have something embedded in you. From somewhere, like to be your soul family or whatever, entities, you know, many ways to look at it. But just know that you may want to get this cleared out of you if you're having a response to it. And the timeline crashes, you could do that in a week if you chose to probably clean out a bunch of these. And if you are responding to it, reacting to it, then I'd probably say you want to do a minimum, at least 100 timeline crashes. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And we did get a question about that, about the media, I assume they mean. If something big happens in the world, but you don't hear about it, are you totally immune to the energies of it?
Typically, yes, because you have to be connected to it. You might feel something around you, but you're not really in that timeline because you don't know about it yet. So that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's the old saying, living, you know, on the world here or something like that and not of it. That's what that would mean.
Okay, so if a friend calls and tells you about an event or what happened to me recently is I don't look to find the news, but I clicked on something else on Yahoo and a picture popped up. Does that automatically, just that connect you to something or would it have to be that you become emotionally involved in it?
Oh, no.
Or get upset or something?
Yeah. Once you find out about it, then that's a good way. Yeah, perfect. Once you find out about it, then you're going to know how much your emotions is connected to that particular event, situation, or happening. So if somebody tells you that something awful happened, and you, okay, you know, no big deal, you know, then automatically it means that you don't have any emotions that's not affecting you. Now, if you are another person and they tell you the exact same thing, and all of a sudden you go, oh, man, that really is bad and that's awful and, you know, I don't like that race of people because they did this or whatever the situation would be, you know, then that means that you're tied in emotionally to that situation. So they just reactivated something in you to come forward to affect your life, a program. So do you have that program? Well, then that's up to you to understand. Typically, you should be able to hear anything that's happening here, and it really should not affect you. You can have compassion maybe a little, but, you know, and just know that, yeah, that happened, and, you know, been there, done that maybe, and walk away. So it all depends how, you know, how much emotions you have that's in this lifetime activated, and then when something new comes down the pike, if that gets activated in you, now you're on a whole new emotional roller coaster ride from the past that's stored inside of you that may have never even been activated before. So like I said on one of the programs or something, I mentioned something like, you know, you don't know about anything, you know. All of a sudden you find out something, and that new awareness, new consciousness that you're dealing with all of a sudden is going to key your DNA, and one of your ancestors may know about that, and all of a sudden now you're feeling upset about something. So before, it wouldn't even have bothered you. So it's just understanding what's going on, you know, in your life. I can give you one of my examples that I had when I was driving to Omaha. It was early in the morning before the sun came up, and somehow the road that I was on changed from maybe a four-lane road to three-lane or two-lane or something. And instantly the sun came up, you know, naturally, you know, this is like new to me, basically. I never had this experience, so it was brand new. And all of a sudden in front of me is the sun. Just popped up, and I'm driving on this freeway trying to navigate, you know, or highway. I forgot which one it was. I don't know if it was 20 or 40. I don't remember, but one of those main ones that go across, you know, through, you know, Salt Lake City, I think, Utah, in that area. But anyway, in Wyoming. So all of a sudden the sun just popped up, and I couldn't see for anything. And I'm going, gee, me, how do people drive in this here? And there's cars are all over the place. I go, man, this could be like Wreck City. But after about 15 minutes, you know, with like your hand kind of in front of your face moving back and forth to look at the marks on the highway, you know, to me that's like, that's a brand new experience for me. And so naturally what triggered in me was, gee, what if somebody hits me or I hit somebody from moving the car over sideways, you know, and not seeing where I'm going. I'm being blinded by the light, you know. That's basically what it was. For me, it was a brand new experience. I never had that ever happen in this lifetime. So, and people will probably drive that road, know about it all the time, but for me, it was brand new. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And maybe, you know, you could just also talk a little bit about staying neutral. So I think that's sort of what you've been saying, is that if you don't have a charge on something that you might inadvertently hear about, or something happens like you just described, if you can stay neutral about it, then you know you're okay. Your spirit stayed with you. You stayed heart-centered, most likely, right, if you stay calm and neutral about an event?
Yes and no. Ideally, it would be nice to stay neutral, okay, and not allow these things to attach to you as you have this experience or checking one of these experiences out that's in front of your eyes now or what you're dealing with. But typically, when you have that situation occur, you're triggering the DNA, and you will normally have a reaction. And that reaction is what, right away you know that you need to get rid of that situation. So that's why you'd probably do either a whole lifetime clearing or maybe a timeline crash or something to get rid of that situation that's you know, causing you a problem. So next time you have it, maybe it'll be less or not at all. So the fact that you get triggered by something means that you have something inside of you like that walking time bomb, and it wasn't even in time, and now it is. And so now you're living that life with that situation, even though you may only have seen it one time. But it won't typically come up again over and over again for you. And like I said, if you see something happening in a short amount of time, maybe in a few days or something, maybe once every day or two, the same situation, then by all means, then know that that is on your doorstep, and that could be happening to you because you're getting the warning signs as your psychic billboard is drawing you into it, or I should say other way around, that the psychic billboard is drawing people into your life experience now, and that's why you were seeing things around you, okay? And you don't want to now, like a car accident, you don't want to draw a car accident on the fourth time, you know, to you, and then you can say, you know, I watched all these people, I got in this car wreck, and maybe they're all women, and they're doing eye makeup or something, right, or powdering their nose or whatever, and maybe you do that, and now you see them happening, you know, doing that, and you saw three wrecks because they're doing that, and you have the same pattern, and now you're powdering your nose, and somebody stops in front of you quickly, and you have a rear-end fender bender, okay? So what's that telling you? You could say, in hindsight, well, yeah, these three people are doing this here. I kind of understand what was happening, and I knew it at the time, but I wasn't conscious. I wasn't completely aware of it, but I was being sucked into this. And I did have the warning signs, but I just ignored them because it wasn't fully conscious. So if you do have something happening to you at least two times, you know, in a couple of days, then I would just sit down and analyze what you're looking at and what was a similar, you know, underlying theme to what was going on, because, you know, you may see the third one coming, and you want to kind of get that off of your billboard. So if you do respond to something, that means that you are involved with it, maybe not that same event, but you do have that negative situation with you, and you want to get it out of you. So if you do respond to something, then know that's a blockage, and that energy is blocked somewhere in you, and it could kill you, so you want to get it out. That's why we have clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ron. May we do a sample of the emotional body clearing for everyone while we're on this subject?
Yeah, so you need to think of an emotion that you're dealing with, something that is either really nice or not at all. It doesn't make any difference. An emotion is just that. It's an emotion, and your body is either going to be upset or elated. It's still the same thing. It's still energy that you're leaking out, and it's a blocked energy. So you just need to look at it. Some people don't like to hear that positive emotions are bad for them. They think that they're good, but they're still a blocked energy. And a positive experience is going to bring you a negative one, because your body's always trying to seek balance. So your body may start writing on that billboard after you have all these positive experiences to maybe have it the opposite happen to you. So think of a situation, everybody, an emotional one, and we'll clear it. Are you ready? That one's cleared. And think of another one. I'll snap my fingers here. That one's cleared. And another one. That one's cleared. And we'll do one more here. And, you know, you can think back into your far distant past, you know, for something. And we'll clear that now. That one's cleared. Okay. That's you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I the other day saw a movie and was surprised myself that I actually teared up over a dog dying. So thank you so much for that, because when you went through the emotional bodies, emotional clearings, then I remembered that, and then I went back into some pets I've had, and that's something that I thought I had cleared, but I didn't, because I got some tears in my eyes watching this silly movie.
And maybe, very possibly, maybe the dog from the movie that died, whether it was real or not, could have popped into you. Maybe you were there having compassion, empathy for that dog, and all of a sudden, since you were dealing with the dog being dead, maybe you got like 20 dogs hopping into your body, because now your heart's opened up and they needed a place to come to. So let's release that if that's the case. So everybody else, if you have something like that occurring in your life, where maybe you felt something like that and you became upset, maybe you took on a lot of those energies unknowingly and they came into you. So let's release it. Here we go. So I'll do 10 releases. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you people are doing.
Yes, let me go back into my CLS questions I have open here. Okay. I was wondering, Ron, if... Thank you so much for doing those. That felt really good. You often remind us to keep the gray skies clearing going, and I have to say I have been keeping it going for my area all the time, and the clouds really are starting to look like real clouds again and look good. And I was wondering, and I don't know if you've ever done this before, but is it possible to do a sample on the radio show of the gray skies clearing for people, or is that too broad a thing?
It might be too broad. I could do something, maybe, but you may not see, you know, a result of that. You know, I would just go on and do it. It's a free
clearing. Okay, go on the website.
You know, it may not be an instantaneous thing that you could feel. It might take 10 minutes sometimes. But, you know, if you do that clearing, then look for, and timeline crashing, to see if the clouds, you know, start to turn into ice cubes. Sometimes they do that.
Right.
Maybe a dark cloud, and they'll turn and all of a sudden vanish, you know, or
right.
they may turn into a white cloud and look more normal.
Okay. Yeah, so just a reminder to everyone, on the left side of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, is the gray skies clearing. It's a really wonderful thing to be running all the time. I put in my city and my name just to be safe. Okay, we have another question on CLS questions. Is there any news about the alien situation Ron talked about on Saturday? What is the latest update? You had some good news for us Saturday night on the show, Ron, and so she's looking for an update.
Boy. I know some of the Federation was taken out. How much, I don't know. I can't say, you know, all of it. It may have only been a short amount. What I could say, or small amount, what I could say is what I used to see of them, when I would look, I would see, like, the whole sky filled with these in the Beyondo. And then all of a sudden, more recently, as of last night, it like vanished. This morning there's some stuff going on, and there's battles happening right now as we speak, getting them out. But aside from that, just see if you feel freer. You know, everything, like I say, that the proof's in the pudding, you know. And so I don't like to use the word all, you know, because that means that it's a final thing and nothing else is going to happen. Well, things can always happen with the aliens, but what I can say is that some of these, I can use that term easily, have been eliminated. What basically happened was it looked like it'd be like a bloodbath almost to me, because there were so many alien ships coming forward to battle. And all of a sudden, I could say most of them took off to darkness. What would happen was we took away their light. And so the aliens that were there had a choice. And remember, these are people that are beings, you know, aliens, whatever, that was created by the light once upon a time. They had a spirit. Their body was energized with light energy. And so since they didn't want to, in a sense, I can't use the word obey, but the honor, well, that might be a better word, honor free will, free choice, then we took the light out of them completely and brought that back to the light ship. And now they're just beings there without any light codes. And then they were told to leave, to go into their land of darkness, wherever that would be. A few of them, so I could probably say, realistically, I would say, to pick a number, maybe 5%, did come back into the light to get new light codes put in. Because they needed the contamination taken out. And the rest of them just took off. And also there was aliens that were not of the light. So that was their choice of either coming into the light or not and leaving. So, like I said, the proof's in the pudding. Do you feel better today? You may have felt even tired, possibly, or tired today because they were taking energy from you and maybe giving you some false energy coming into your body to make you think that you're living okay. So if you did feel tired, that could be an indication that you were being run on alien energies and they left. And another thing, you may just feel more relaxed, more peaceful. So hopefully you're feeling more peaceful, and that would mean that these energies that were connected to you from them are no longer here. So that's what I say, you know, it's are there going to be more Federation things coming? I don't know, you know. These left. They didn't really battle too much. Had some battles today, you know, a few hours ago. But as far as last night, there was hardly anything happening, you know, because they just decided to leave. Maybe they saw what they were facing. So that's basically it. That's what I can say. Hopefully I answered your question.
Yes, of course, Ron. Thank you so much. That's very helpful. Are the people that are listening who are, for the most part, maybe don't know the answer to everybody, but are we kind of working with the special forces again, or are we sort of laid off of battle now? I'm just curious.
Yeah, almost everybody is no longer fighting. I can think of maybe about four or five people that are continuously fighting, because they somehow want to do that. But most people, out of all the ones that we've enlisted, are not.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious. You know, for me personally, I've been feeling very good. Like, I definitely felt the effects of all the work you did and all the clearings you did. You did mention that some energy might get heavy again because of people going to church and everything yesterday. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, it always gets that way. So that's the problem that we have here, is that people don't know how much harm they're doing to the planet each time they go outside of themselves and bring in energies. But they're bringing them in. They're willfully bringing them in, to, like in churches, to get a favor done by something out there. You know, and their limited consciousness is causing them to do that, and it's also the programs inside of them. But at some point, you know, that energy will destroy them. And that's probably why they've been taking up a lot of them and being cloned out. They brought it upon themselves not to understand, or, you know, to know the truth, you know, about not doing things like that. So that's just the way it is, you know. It's, I guess the word ignorance would be the best word to use. That means that you have some kind of hope. You know, to understand. Being stupid is even worse. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. You know, we forgot. We've been trying every show to begin by activating the light being, and we're almost halfway, a little past halfway through already. But may we do that now, Ron, activate the light being, and maybe it could stay on a little extra time after the show ends tonight. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. So we'll leave it up for, let's see, hypothetically, we'll just say an hour and a half, okay?
Okay.
Have this half an hour plus the next hour. So here we go, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Yep. So we're going to bring in the males.
Bring up your light being picture, everyone.
Yeah, pull it up on your screen on BBS, on the Creation Lightship page on BBS. If you know how to get to it, just go to bbs.com/creationlightship, and that should bring you right to it. So here we go. Put the ways down, bring it up, bring in the males. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. That feels so good always, and I'm so sorry, everyone, that I forgot to bring that up at the beginning of the show, because it really is nice to do it, but thank you for letting it stay on, Ron, for a bit longer. Okay, I always feel like a good clearing to help everyone, because we always get into our heads, and we're listening to you and staying heart-centered as best we can, but we tend to get into our heads, so may we have a sample of the mental body clearing, Ron?
Okay, I'm looking at that here to see what to clear mentally. I want to do another clearing. I was just looking at energies attached to people, and things always tend to pop up after you do more clearings and get more of the stuff taken away. So what I'm seeing now is, like, people very possibly have maybe like a breastplate, a shield that's attached to their chest. And on that are like little things, just say that they're nails, and they get driven into you. And inside of those, that nail maybe is an implant that's connecting to your body somehow, making you respond differently, or maybe differently to your normal mode of operation, but to the aliens is what they want you to do. So let's take away an implant that's working with your left shoulder, and we'll just see if that tends to help people. So, and I might put this on the website. We'll just see if people start to feel more energies here. You know, so here we go. Releasing this here, this one implant. There we go. That one's released. Do one on your right shoulder now. And remember, you may start to feel things getting released. And there we go. Let's do your throat now. This may be stopping you from saying certain things or the complete opposite. Maybe things kind of, what's the old saying, things spill out of your mouth, you know. And, you know, you wonder why you said something. Okay, so here we go. Taking away this here, and you could have hundreds of them. I'm just doing one. Here we go. They're out. So, and I'll do one over your heart area here. Here we go. Out. And I'll do one on the back of your head. It'll also be like the center on the back of your head, like if you lay your head down flat. If you had a flat head back there, it'd be in the center. So here we go. Taking this one. Oh, this is a big one. So this could be some of the matrix connectors that is used to control you. Hard to say how these things work and why, but here we go. That one's released. Okay, so just see how you're feeling now. Let's see if we got any input. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that felt really good for me, Ron. And what you were saying reminded me of our crown chakras. Is it possible for you to shut down our crown chakras, the people that are listening now, or is that something that we have to do on our own with with you?
For the show here. So you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
There, it's now shut down. Okay, that's done.
Oh, great. Great. That's something that I try to do, every day when I just to make sure. But I do find that it usually, since you've closed that for me, it usually is staying closed.
Oh, that's good.
So that's, yeah. But I think that if people are unaware, that's a good thing to add to our bringing our spirits into our bodies and our thoughts and our heart centers to shut that down, because that's how the aliens connect to us.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
That's your fishing hole.
So, again, I cannot say enough to recommend Ron's wonderful 8-hour healing calls. And we have a question regarding the healing calls, Ron, that I thought would be interesting to ask you and discuss. If you're being going to be on the water call that is Wednesday, or the Saturday once a month call where you charge water, or for that matter, really, you know, the 8-hour calls when you do some water charging of glasses of water, can you number the water bottles, you know, like if you're not there, if you're not going to be on the show live, and number them, and will they get charged? And would it be helpful to put your picture by the water bottles?
If
you're not going to be home. I thought that was an interesting question. I don't think you've discussed that before.
Yeah, that would work fine, yes. Uh-huh. So if you're on a call and you have to leave for some reason, then just have them numbered 1 through 7, and at that point they'll be charged up. And it's interesting, you know, to have people do that. But yeah, that's what you want to do.
Okay.
And if you put through there, I don't see any problem with that either. So, and that may even imprint into you also some of that water energy. And even if you happen to be, let's just say that you take a container of water to work with you and you leave maybe half of it home, you could probably take your pitcher and put it right next to that container of water, and it would probably still energize your pitcher, which is energizing you also. And also when we've been doing some of the clearings, working at nights in the wee hours, sometimes we'll bring up a picture on the computer of a location, and you'll actually see that place change. They'll normally become brighter if there was the clouds maybe were dark typically, or the walls were dark, they'll start to lighten up. And also, you may have more visual, kind of like having more pixels brought into the picture. And the pictures do change as I do, my own clearing on stuff. So, interesting to watch things get lighter and physically change. So, that's what I do at times. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. That's very interesting and helpful. And a couple of times on the shows recently, people have been bringing up that they've gotten the pictures from you, and I have three of those, and they're just wonderful. It really makes your room or your house or whatever it is feel really energized with the source energy. So you can purchase, I think for $10, a picture of a light being from Ron, and then Ron will activate it for you, and it's really wonderful to have those. I know the person was talking about a picture of themselves on the water, but I just thought I'd also bring that up, too. And I just want to say to everybody that I gotten a couple of emails about disasters and things that have been going on in the world. And I believe, and I don't know if you want to get into this again, Ron, but we're not going to talk about specifically what those are, because that there are probably people listening that don't know anything about it, right? And we don't want to now put people on a timeline by talking about it on this show. So that's why we did a trauma clearing and we did some timeline crashes on events and on the media and that kind of thing. Do you want to talk about that a little more, Ron?
Yeah, that's probably correct. Yeah, I'd rather not bring up events. Naturally, everybody has probably heard about North Korea and stuff happening there, and maybe a little worried or whatever. Other things that could be happening. That's probably the biggest thing. But if you don't know about it, it's not going to affect you because it's not going to tap into your DNA. And so right away, you're not going to have any energy on it, even if you do have that situation happening inside of you, whatever that's, going on, So
right.
If you don't know about it, it's not going to activate more of it in you or it at all. And you can watch people. I guess one way to look at it, which is more conscious here, which everybody knows about, let's just say that you happen to, you have to be kind of neutral on this here, but let's just say that you're driving by a mortuary, and all of a sudden you see a bunch of cars out there, and everybody's crying. Well, you're not crying, because you don't know that person, okay? So it doesn't really even affect you. If you start crying, it's because you have somebody that you love died in the past, and that's now coming forward in you. And then you can get that emotional body or the bodies of those people out there crying coming into you also. But let's just say that you see all these people out there, and they're having whatever they're doing, and they're all crying because Uncle Fred died. But you just looked at it and go, oh, well, people died, and you keep driving on. It doesn't affect you. Well, that's the way it should be. So if you hear about something and you have those little things that get pulled out of you, these little activations, these little codes that are there to make you suffer and have traumas, then you activate one of those, yeah. But then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride for that situation or one that you've experienced or your ancestors experienced. So by not knowing about it, you can be very peaceful. The less you know, the better probably. But it's not necessarily correct, to say that you shouldn't know about what's going on either. But you want to be in neutral of it, so you can have, a better way to express yourself in a given situation. So if you notice by watching movies and things, or just seeing life in general, the person that people will go to in times of crisis will be the person who is very balanced and unemotional in that situation. Because if you're emotional, then you're going to be doing probably stupid things, okay? You know, or getting even with somebody or whatever, revenge or whatever that would be, you know. So you want to be neutral. And that's kind of the way it is. And if you're not neutral, then by all means, you know you have a problem and, you know, get it cleared out of you. Like I said, a problem, that issue, at some point will kill you. It's stored inside of you, waiting to come out. If it doesn't come out to get released, then you're going to be dealing more with that similar, same issue. It'll get compounded, and you may die from it. So that's what I can say on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. Such wonderful information tonight. I really appreciate it. And I realize that I brought up a tragedy, which was, you know, the Titanic at the beginning of the show, and I, you know, then we cleared it, though, for everybody. Because there are people that, like, they're actually having, I don't know what the word is for it, I don't want to say celebrations, but remembrances of that event around the world. Like, to try almost to keep people emotional about something that happened 100 years ago. I was shocked when I saw how much information is on the internet about it. So it's like our culture and our media wants to make us upset and keep us tied to these things and keep us on these timelines, I guess.
Yeah, I said that would be.
We just have to avoid it.
Yep, walk away every day, you know.
That's one of my favorites. Okay, let me see if we have any other questions here at CLS Questions. No, and let me see what's going on in the fast chat. Okay, people are feeling very good. Someone said they sleep with their picture in bed with them for safety, with their picture of their light being.
Oh,
mine's right next to my bed because mine's in a plastic thing, so that probably wouldn't be too comfortable.
Yeah, and what I will bring up, I have had people come to me, you know, during the expos that bought a picture, you know, years before, and they bring it and say, Ryan, is this thing still charged up? And the most I can probably put into them at times is like maybe 5%. So, yeah, once you get a light being charged, I mean, it's not going to ever lose its charge. I have not had one yet do that. So
right, and I love the idea of someone mentioned recently that they bring it with them when they go places in the car. That is such a good idea. I'm going to start doing that now because I have mine just in a small, a small Lucite frame so I can move it wherever I want, and I could just bring it in the car.
Yep, great idea.
Yes. Maybe we could, since we did the mental body clearing and all, maybe just putting us all in our heart centers. We're getting kind of close to the end of the show. Could we do the mind to heart drop?
Yeah, we'll do the mind to heart drop, and this you should be doing yourself. And here we go. So dropping down into your heart, commanding your spirit first. So here we go. Drop, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you want to count from 5 to 1, that'll work too. You don't have to use 10. I just use 10 because at first people are very mental and they need to kind of have some instructions. And that's why I use 10. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And when I did this back in New York on the Strange Universe panel, which was Sunday, I had a lot of the questions being directed to me. It was quite interesting for the panel. In fact, if it's up, you might check. I checked last week. It wasn't up yet, but it's under quest.tv. So quest, quest.tv. And when you get in there, I think the very top of their page, it'll say workshops. And you click on that, and I'm on other panels there too, on the Strange Universe panels. But I'd like to see the one, you know, this time. But anyway, it'll be up at some point if it's not up now. But a person came up to me and said, you know, Ron, I've been trying to get into my heart for my whole life. He is probably about 60. And he says, he looked at me, this is the first thing that really helped me, but now I can do that all the time. And, you know, he thanked me for doing that. So you know, that's what I try to do for people is give them something kind of go by, something they can take with them so that they can, you know, understand what's happening. And this is a very nice exercise to do. And, you know, definitely tell all your friends about it. And it can help out the whole world if everybody were to do this. So, back to you, Ann.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? Okay, we have a request, and I actually missed it a moment ago when I checked. And I hope that this person might already be feeling better from the mind to heart drop, because I think that would help. But there is a request for headache and eye strain relief. So perhaps we could do a pain body clearing and maybe remove entities from that area for people?
Yeah, well, first two entities. Yeah, let's do entities and we'll see how this helps. So kind of take a note on how you feel now and how you feel in a minute. So we're going to do entity releasing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do one for pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more for maybe something in your past life that may have affected this year. Maybe you're doing some sun gazing, or maybe somebody threw something in your eyes that made them sting, or maybe you went blind from it. That's possible. So maybe rocks in the eye, a windy day, and a lot of dust. So let's do that clearing, because it could be just recycling on you. And you just be feeling the pain now. Maybe it's a time-dated thing, and, you know, 300 years ago this happened to you, and now the same day came up, same time, and now you have it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see how you're feeling. And back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, maybe the person who requested that can just pop into the fast chat real quick and let us know if he's feeling better from that. And again, I would think that the mind to heart drop would help a little bit with pain, right? Because you'd be more in the moment and the now, and that would be some relief, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay, we have another question, and I thought, oh, we probably won't have time to get to this, but just came into CLS questions. What happens to people now that die? Are they going to the light ship?
No, the light ship doesn't collect anything until ascension. So, no.
Okay.
So the spirit, if they don't know about the light ship, then the darkness has them. That's why we have the deceased loved one clearing online for people to do for friends. If not, they'll be going into the forced reincarnation, typically, you know, 10 days to 3 months, depending on how much, you know, the darkness wants them. And at that point, they're gone. So I can say typically more than likely 1 month, and they're out of here. Then they're in the program to be bounced back here again, or bounced back someplace. So the next thing is the emotional body that you're dealing with also has situations. And the situations from that is going to be energizing other people with that emotional body of the person who died. So that could also body hop into people.
Right.
So basically, when somebody dies, if they don't know about source energy, then and the churches pray for them, then they're going to the light of the darkness. And if they believe Jesus is going to come and take them away, or they see Jesus, they talk about that, and that's the light of the darkness, Jesus, and they're gone. And then they're back into darkness, the light of the darkness, copied the light, looks like light, but it's not, and they're doing the same process all over again.
Would it be a good idea to do that healing, Ron, for people who have been dead for quite a while, or is it meant for people who have just passed?
People who have just passed.
No point in doing it for your parents who have been dead 40 years or something.
Oh, no. Even, you know, 6 months, probably even not.
Okay.
You know, the emotional body you may want to get rid of to keep that from haunting you and, you know, giving you those informations and stuff about the person. But sometimes that emotional body could be helpful, but it's probably going to be there telling you, well, yeah, remember when you got mad at your parents or something, or you did this and did that, you know, and they're upset with you, and now you have all this guilt laid upon you about you living their life. Mm-hmm. And if you have any of that stuff happening, you know, then you want to get rid of that emotional body, because it's them acting out that situation all over again to take your energy, because they want to live off that. They have that emotional body, which is them coming into you. So that you want to get rid of. But somebody who's been gone maybe over a month, typically, more than likely, they're already tied into darkness.
Right. And what if you know someone who's very ill and going to die soon or is maybe very old? Would you still recommend the emotional body clearing, or would you preemptively do the deceased loved ones clearing, or both, or what?
The emotional body probably isn't going to help them that much because, you know, they're not going to be living. I would probably do the, you know, that deceased loved one clearing right off the get-go. That way the lightship will at least have their spirit energy and know who they are. So when they do maybe die, pass over, or whatever, I guess they're not really passing over at that point. But when they die, then... you know, the lightship will get their spirit. And that's what you want to have happen, is to get them out of here.
And right.
It'll only do that when the spirit's out of the body completely. Because the spirit normally will never come back into a dead body, because there's no use for it, and it needs to energize.
30 seconds.
It's not there. So I guess we're running out of time here. And I got 57. So I think our show's about over.
Okay. Was a wonderful show, as always, Ron, and thank you very much. And, one quick suggestion. Someone's suggesting also that we do the spirit barcode for someone who's still alive, the spirit barcode clearing. Okay, we got that in at the last second there. Okay, enjoy your light being, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Ron. The next show is Wednesday on BBS at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.